Let's kick off another episode of the World Series of Politics podcast, where Brendan Bussman and Brant Eyden march down the field on key political, legislative, and regulatory developments in the gaming sector. As these titans square off on the issues facing the industry, this podcast highlights the current opportunities and challenges for expansion and reform. Let's see what the game plan is for this episode of the World Series of Politics.
Welcome back to the World Series of Politics podcast. I'm your host, Brant Eyden, along with Brendan Bussman, and we are moving right into summer and right out of the U.S. legislative sessions, and it was a lackluster session. Past six months, session scheduled the entirety of the sessions. I mean, other than tax hikes and bad news, I don't know what else I saw out there, Brendan.
Well, you say it's the end, but we still got another round coming.
You're putting your money on more sessions in the fall, you think?
I'm saying we're all coming back because the budgets are going to be all screwed up and we're going to have the same fights. Hopefully not as bad as Illinois, but, 25 lobbyists later, maybe we've learned our lesson, but maybe we haven't. I don't know. We'll just leave it at that from our last episode.
Well, we'll see. As every day ticks closer and closer to July 4th, I have less and less faith in the federal government. But surprise, surprise, we will see what happens. We will see if we get one big, beautiful bill. I have no idea. At this point in time, my money is against it.
Well, I still think you're going to probably see at least some form of one big, beautiful bill. But I will say to that point, I was jokingly said, hey, the last thing you ever want to hear is, hi, I'm with the feds and I'm here to help. Well, after this last weekend, I'd also say, hey, I'm with the UN and I'm here to help. So that's the only thing worse along the way.
But that is true.
I digress. That is true.
Well, let's pivot. Let's on that happy note, let's pivot into the show, by the way. We've got a great guest. We're going to move a little bit from U.S. politics. We're going to talk about something that this podcast has covered many times in the past, but we have not done an update recently. We have my good friend Wes Himes on the Zoom with us today. He's a senior advisor for the Betting and Gaming Council and a partner at Intrepid Partners. Wes, thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
So as we sort of discussed a little bit, obviously the UK going through a lot of changes. We've got this white paper that came out now the better part of, I want to say a year and a half or so ago. I can't quite remember, but you know, if you could sort of bring us up to speed as to where things are at today, since the white paper, what you are seeing, we'd appreciate your insights.
Hey, no problem at all. I mean, speaking at the beginning there about hot, it's hot here too. It's about 90 degrees. And remember, we don't have air conditioning. Right. And it's just as hot in the gambling space. So, yeah, you're right. A little more than 2 years ago, April 2023, the white paper came out hot off the presses of a 4-year cycle of politics to get us there. I think it was 5 ministers, 6 gambling ministers by the time we got to April 2023. But there were 62 measures in that thing. It was a whopper of what we call a once-in-a-generation change in the gambling landscape. Measures that were voluntary measures, legislative measures, statutory instrument measures, regulation measures. The list goes on and on. And since April 2023, they've been rolling those out. We're probably about, if I was guessing today, about two-thirds through. Some of the headline items are already gone through, like the statutory levy, which was adopted back in April of this year. The cap on online slot stakes came in on the 1st of May. But we got some other things moving through, such as some of the casino modernization measures, which are currently sitting in the Houses of Parliament right now. And we got some other things coming down the pike by the end of the year, particularly, for instance, around informational messaging, which will kind of probably be the next iteration of the current Take Time to Think, as well as broader messaging across operators. So it's all a go. It's all a go. Is there light at the end of the tunnel? Probably. You hope it's not a train. You hope it's the end of the line. But who knows? Who knows? But, there's a lot going on. And more importantly, they're already gearing up for the evaluation of it. So I suspect by this time next summer, The evaluation will be in full steam, and we'll finally find out if whether the impact they predicted is true or not. So yeah, it's all happening here. It doesn't seem that long since April 2023, but when you're involved in it, you're always busy, and there's always going to be something next to do. And if that wasn't enough, let me tell you guys, the Treasury has decided to review online gambling taxation. We currently have three different taxes: a general betting duty, a pool betting duty, and a remote gambling duty, which covers casino, and the betting duty obviously covers betting. And the Treasury has launched a consultation to merge those into one single duty, which we believe inevitably will lead to a change in the rate. So if you didn't get hit from one side, you're going to get hit for possibly from the other. So that's the current state of play here in the UK.
So you're saying it's a really, really fun time to, try to figure out a way to survive.
Yeah, I'm trying to find some fun.
Yeah, no, and I say this, knowing my history in the UK dates back to when I first got into the industry, and I was chasing at one point, I think, 16 super casinos that. I think there's still one on the books that I would love to see at some point, but I don't ever see based off the white paper or anything else it ever happened, unless you have insight that we can figure out a way to get it done to be able to do that. But I think the white paper took some very, I'll call it, interesting takes on how this is and the evaluation period that comes back with it. How good or bad could that evaluation period be? In that it hits the industry harder than it necessarily should, because the flags the industry raised along the way going, hey guys, this ain't gonna work, or hey, this is a problem. And obviously that also goes to the tax issue, but how do we see that shaken out?
It's hard to say. I mean, because right now there's been limited information of how this evaluation is going to roll out. Obviously, it's going to rely on operator data. So it's going to be done by an independent third party, but it's going to be backed up by the Gambling Commission. So the operator data will be quite critical. But then there's going to be those little things like qualitative surveys, quantitative surveys, interviews, etc., which, creates everything along the spectrum of, purely objective statistics to more subjective surveys, and sort of analysis. So who knows what it's going to say? I mean, look, you can kind of guess it's a government evaluation, and obviously the government would like to see that it's a good evaluation. It's achieved the objectives of the white paper. Well, that's going to be hard to say until we start seeing the evidence and seeing what that says. So yeah, I mean, the view now is because it is a once in generation change in the gambling landscape, we should give time to see if it actually achieved, what it was aimed to do. Estimates, said it was going to be impacted anywhere from about 750 million up to about 1.1 billion in GGY, right? Will that be the case? What will happen with customers when they hit some of these new regulations? Will they stay in the space and adapt their behavior, or will they sadly go off to the black market? We hope not, but these are fundamental questions in this sort of future, feasibility of the UK gambling market. And we're just going to have to see how this rolls out over the next 12 months. And I suspect we'll have an answer, or at least a preliminary answer, in the summer of 2026.
Interesting. Well, you combine all those changes now with obviously Treasury talking about a tax increase, a new levy of some kind, potentially. And I think you're right to probably assume that the government isn't never going to lower the tax, as much as I'd like to think that. I've never seen an industry where the government decides, oh, you guys are paying too much, we're going to lower your taxes. So my guess is it's probably going up. I would probably wager on that as a gambling man, Wes. Now tell me, how do you think, first off, I have two questions. First off, what do you think that looks like when they combine all these, the three duties you mentioned into one, maybe increase it from there? Secondly, you combine that with the regulatory, the new regulatory burdens, impact on the operators. I mean, and again, pushing folks potentially further into the illegal market, which is what we're seeing, obviously, in some of the US states now as they raise taxes. A lot of overlap here.
Yeah, no, I absolutely. I mean, if the glass is half empty today, you're looking at a potential double whammy on this. But there's There's a lot to be said in certain examples on this. So let me talk about the one that's probably most exposed, which is horse racing, right? Horse racing is typically a low margin business because not only do you have a 15% duty rate, but you also have a 10% levy, which also comes from GGR. So you effectively have a 25% tax on
That's
horse
steep.
racing. It's very competitive, and so it tends to be margins. So at 15%, and remote gambling duty is at 21%. So even the layman's expectation might be, oh, if the government is so inclined to raise taxes for online gambling, it would move the betting duty up to 21%. Well, that's 6 percentage points. That kills horse racing. It kills horse racing, right? And that would be a tragedy given how interwoven into the UK sports betting market horse racing is, right? So that is, that's a real eye-opener. You have to admit it's a real eye-opener if that goes. But what's more ironic, you guys were talking US politics. What's more ironic is this is a government that obviously came in on a pro-growth agenda, right? Said, we've done our taxes last year, we got rid of those, we're done, and now it's full throttle on growth. But I can't think of a more anti-growth message than, hey, we're gonna raise your taxes. So, go figure. Go figure, right? So
Surprise,
it'll be
surprise.
2.5 years into a five, presumably a 5-year Labour government next summer, and we're going to have to see whether they're going to pull the trigger and hit us with a double whammy, which would do the exact opposite, I think, what they're trying to do, which is build some growth and create jobs at home, and let the vol let it grow, and we'll get the money that way. So time will tell.
Well, and everybody that's listened to this heard me talk about, trying to kill the golden goose, which unfortunately, whether it's governments in the US or governments in the UK, they seem to not ever understand that it's like, hey, just produce more and it'll be okay. And the whole idea was, let's get our house in order. We'll figure out how we do this. And then they're sitting here thinking, oh, we can just get a little bit more out of you. You can do it. You're good for it, right?
What?
What is an industry, and I say this saying, I look at the UK over the course of time, and it's had its fair share of outside groups that have taken unfair stances and hits against the industry that, proverbially go in different directions. But as an industry, knowing what you've gone through over the last 2.5, how can we as an industry educate the stakeholders more to say, hey, how do we make sure this doesn't occur? You got to give it time. You got to fix it to be able to do that.
Well, the first thing is, look, you guys just put us through a once in a generation, change in the gambling landscape. I did not look like this 5 years ago. Okay, guys,
You look great, Wes.
this is
Now
what a
you look
white
yeah.
paper does
You
to
look
you.
great.
This is what a white paper does to you, right? So, having gone through that, you got to get to the end of the evaluation, right? Before you start thinking, what's next, right? Get to the end of the evaluation, see what it's done, not only what it's done within the UK, but what has it done in terms of customer behavior, right? So, we're measuring the black market, the Gambling Commission's measuring the black market. What does it look like a year from now when most of the headline measures of the white paper are in force, right? So we got to get to that point, right? Before, someone comes along and says, hey, let's raise your taxes. Hey, let's do some more regulations. We need a period of, like it's in any industry, we need a period of legal certainty, right? Get us to the end of this road, let it bed down, see what the impact is, and then we go from there. And that's all we're asking for. In these other jurisdictions where you're talking about, oh, let's come along and raise the taxes, they haven't had a white paper.
That's right. Right. They don't want to see
It's
a white paper.
exactly, and I dare never suggest one, but that is where we should be going, and you have to recognize that many of the companies active in the US, were made their business here. The businesses started here across the UK, and the expertise was driven. In many ways, it's almost like a little Silicon Valley of the sector, particularly for the online sector. And this has now been exported, and you see that in the likes of the companies that are starting that are dominating in the US. So why do you want to kill that goose? I don't know. Now, the white paper was supposed to recalibrate, obviously, the whole idea of, how much risk and consumer protection, so basically we need to deal with those who, have a gambling problem or at risk, and we need to do that. And a lot of the measures in the white paper are aimed at that, while at the same time leaving the vast majority of people who enjoy it as a leisure product to continue to do that. This white paper reset that bar, right? So that was a political outcome. Let it bed in, give the industry certainty, evaluate it next year, and then see where we go. I mean, that would be the best recipe we could cook up over the next 12 months.
Man, I'll tell you what, if we only could, push those politicians in one direction around here, Wes, we'd all be better off. Brendan's always got the best ideas. If he had the wand for a day, I think gambling would all be better off. I'll tell you what. Look, we've got time for one last question, and very much appreciate you jumping on. As this evaluation process takes fold, can the public get involved in that? Can operators get involved in that? What is your suggestion for folks that are in the industry to watch this and maybe participate if possible, or reach out to lawmakers? What's your advice on that?
So, my advice to the industry is almost do your own evaluation, right? It's your data that's going to be used to do the independent government-driven evaluation. You need to do your own, right? You're as close as anyone to it, right? The numbers are in front of you, right? You know what an online slot stake limit is doing. You've seen it since May 1st. Right? So start pulling that data together. Try to understand, have you had some customer attrition because of it? Have customers changed their behavior? Is your GGY going down? Are they doing more spins, but just over a longer period of time? Get your data in order, right? Get your data in order. If anything, it provides a counterpart to a different methodology, which might be the evaluation. Right. So
Of course.
you know how it works. Everybody's got numbers, but it depends on how you want to approach and use them. Depends on the di dictates the outcome. So my thing to operators is you got to get your house in order, get that data done, look at what it's done, because that is the real story. Everything
Right.
else is theory. Everything else is qualitative reviews. It's anecdotal, but the data doesn't lie. So that's what I would definitely suggest.
Well, let's hope that the data first off, heads in the right direction. But as I've seen that from another jurisdiction that taxes locals just to walk in the door, after 10 years and raising $1 billion, Singapore even upped their fee, and the rate stayed the same amongst everything from when it started. So, it just admit it's a revenue tool if that's what a revenue tool is. But obviously we'll be following it along the way, and we appreciate you joining us today. We'll gladly have you come back as things progress and the data becomes out there. But we can't thank you enough for joining us today.
No problem. It's been a pleasure, guys. Send me some air conditioning and iced tea.
Will do, Wes. Thanks for joining us. This has been
Yeah.
another episode of the World Series of Politics podcast with your host, Brad Iden and Brendan Bussman.
You've been listening to the World Series of Politics podcast with Brendan Bussman and Brant Iden. We'll be back soon for the next coin flip. This has been an IGB production. For the latest news, views, analysis, and data on the global gaming industry, head to igamingbusiness.com.